Welcome to
another
episode
of You Scary. And once again, hi guys, I'm Chika.
And I'm Atinuke.
And thank you guys once again for supporting us, for listening to our first episode. And if you're new here, welcome. How are you guys doing? And remember, you can always reach out to us on our
socials.
Yeah, that's You Scary Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know what you think of the first episode or any other episode you've been listening to, and what else you'd like to hear from us. Okay, so for today's episode, right, we're going to be talking about saving money, because it's become known to me that a lot of people have some terrible money habits,
e.g. myself.
I didn't want to call you out.
We're all thinking, but it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right. Mm. But like Atinuke said, yeah, herself and some other people, that I just realized you guys just have such poor ways of handling money. And when it comes to saving money, it's poor as well. So we're going to be giving a bit of insight into it, because I do save money. I'm not the best, but like
she's the best actually. She's just trying to be humble.
My mom will actually say I'm the best, because my mom be complaining. She'll be like, Chika, I know you have money, why don't you buy?
I buy.
It's not that I'm afraid, it's just that I just like having that money. So yeah, so I would say I kind of have a thing or two when it comes to saving money, and like, you know, how to save, why it's important, blah blah blah. So we're going to be talking about that, and also be dragging people that don't save money as much.
Please, we're not dragging. We're not dragging myself. Okay,
we're not dragging, because Atinuke is one of those
people. We're not getting dragged. We're just going to get some advice and, you know, insights into the world of saving, okay.
Which is very important.
Yeah.
My first question I would like to know, as someone that does save, why do you think people choose not to save? Like,
because we have wants. I mean, evidently.
I have wants too, but then I still save. So,
I get what you're saying, right? But the thing is, for example, if I want to eat a box of pizza right now, I would buy it, because I'm just saying, like, you only live once. That's my own, like, you know, I won't say motto per se.
Okay.
But it's like, if I don't buy this pizza, I'm just going to regret it, because I'll be hungry. But if I, sometimes I regret it after eating.
Exactly.
I really could have done it after. However, it's like, more money is still going to come, right? That's probably where, because that's probably why I don't save. Because my, you know, mindset is that, okay, if I spend this money now, I'll still get money next month for my allowance, or someone might send me money or something like that. So just like, what's now the point of having money that is just stagnant?
I also feel like another reason is because, like, people don't have the money to save. For instance, let's say you get an allowance of like 30k a month. Let's say in uni now, like 30k a month, that's 1k a day. Like, that's what people be relying on every single day. So I mean, to now say, let me save part of that money,
it's very difficult.
It's extremely difficult. So I understand that part as well, that comes to play, you know, when it comes to like, you don't have enough money to save, blah blah blah. But I feel like what people need to realize, you don't have to save like a huge amount. You don't have to save like half of the money you're getting for allowance. You don't need to do that. I mean, if you can, sure, but I doubt it. Like, it's, I feel like with saving, you have to be realistic. You can't say you want to save 100k you want to save 100k, but when you don't really have like a source of income, you don't really have where you're getting money. It's not like you get like, let's say some people, do you know some people get over 100k of allowance a month?
That's crazy.
My friend was telling me about this.
Why are their parents? Do they want to adopt me?
Someone was saying that they get like 123k a month.
What, 123? That's a very...
It was 120, 120 something K.
That's 120 a very something distinct K amount.
A month. What are you buying?
That's in this school.
In this school.
Wow.
I was so shocked. They probably like year one.
Probably.
Or more. 100. That, in that amount, then I can say, okay, you can say. But like I said before, the 30 something.
I would save as well, because that's a lot of money. How much am I really spending in school?
It's also, it depends on like your lifestyle. Do you get? Like, if you're already used to spending that amount, it might be hard for you to, you know, shield yourself against like spending or like trying to get that discipline. But you need the discipline, because let me tell you, we're all growing up, and then we're all going to be responsible for our own money someday. We're not going to look for to our parents all the time to give us money. So I feel like it's best now that we cultivate those good habits on saving. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Now I want to say something because, mm-hmm. you know, I started saving, you know, recently because, you know, ooh. Chika told me save. And my mom too, she was a saving queen as well.
Uh-huh.
So I realized that one thing, because now I spend way less than I used to.
That was good.
And yeah, I know. And one thing I noticed that really took out of my money was food, right? Because I really like food.
Yeah.
So what I do now is that I avoid places that trigger me. Because once I buy it the first time, I would most likely buy it more. So now, do you remember how they used to sell like food outside, like the waffles,
yeah.
and chicken, the chips and turkey, the chips and chicken, the shawarma? I've stopped buying all of those things.
Wow.
Not because I don't want to eat them, but they're just not in my line of vision.
Mm.
So that way, I started saving a lot more money. Maybe not saving. But I don't see myself spending as much on food as I used to. Now I buy other things.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest, I feel more fulfilled buying those things and just food that I eat and then...
Yeah, it just goes away.
Yeah. So I think that's a good tip. So what other tips do you have for people that want to save?
One way to start with saving, because I feel like when it comes to saving, you can't just say, let me just put half of my allowance in. You have to do it step by step, right? What I like to do, I have two accounts, like two bank accounts, because one that I can spend, like I know that money is for spending, and the other one that money is for just keeping. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like I think I mentioned this like one of our episodes ago that someone took my card and they spent all my money inside.
Yeah, was it your spending card or your saving card?
It was my saving card.
Oh my God.
I was sorry.
They took all your savings.
Yeah, all my savings. But then I got the money back, thank God.
How?
I told the bank now.
Oh, the bank, they give you your money back.
Yeah, because like they...
I didn't know they
I told them what happened. I sent them the receipt, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you have a problem when it comes to that, you can just send it to the bank.
That's
like,
a very
you should have to go to the bank immediately and then give them all the details. It took a while, I don't know if it's guaranteed, but that's what normally happened to me. Mm. Like, the second time it happened to me...
It happened twice.
Yeah, that one was online. Second time it happened
twice.
But it was my spending card. It wasn't my savings.
Please, who's reaching to your card? You start protecting and guarding your card.
That's why I don't have a card for my saving one.
Yeah, I think that's
For my saving one. Yeah. My saving one is just my account. I don't have a card.
So you can transfer from savings.
Yeah, so that's what I do. Yeah. And it's also a controlled way of like managing your money. Mm. For instance, like let's say I get my savings, I have my savings card. Then I sent myself like 7K. For a whole week.
Okay.
It's easier for me to manage that 7K in my spending card than for me to have all my money like in my spending card. You get like my whole allowance in my spending card. I find that it's harder for me to manage my money if all my
account, have everything in one place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's one way that I do save money, or I do manage my money. Another way is having like, because I use PiggyVest to save my money, and because it's what helped me develop that discipline, because they have this safe lock feature,
so you can't touch the money.
Yeah, I mean I've stopped using it because I have the discipline, like I don't just reach out for money anyhow.
But you stopped using the PiggyVest.
No, I stopped using the safe lock feature. But I still use PiggyVest because I don't know, my money is safe. But in the safe lock feature, when I started, right, my money was just there. Like I know that, because before I used to be very bad. I used to spend a lot. I used to spend so much money.
Oh my
money.
God, Chika, I used to spend. Oh my God.
I used to spend, like, seriously.
That discovery is just... I'm shocked.
Are you serious?
Very.
I used to spend so much money.
You were a saver.
Not always. It's something I cultivated in year three, like the beginning of year three.
Oh.
So I used to spend a lot of money. So what I did, I safe lock my money. So I know that I can't touch it for like a month. And then the ones that I can't touch, I just leave it out. But when I do need it, because sometimes I do need money from my savings. So that's another way which I save. Do you get? Like, it's just something small. And another thing I do recommend is, like I said, starting small. You don't have to put all your allowance. You can start, like, let's say you get 7K a week for 1K every day.
Mm-hmm.
You can reassess what you spend 1K a day on. Get, and if you can save 1K of that week, that means you have 6K to spend that week. I feel like that could also be better, because then it makes you smarter.
Then you start saving. Well, let's look at this in hindsight. Let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So 7K a week,
mm-hmm.
let's just say 30K a month. in this economy, in this school, especially if you're a student, I don't really think it's realistic to save, in the sense that you probably, you either starve or you'd be lacking somewhere, because you're buying data. Sometimes you buy data, mm-hmm. you need to buy food, especially if you're like a guy that doesn't have a kitchen. Sometimes you want to buy, you know, things that make you happy, like snacks. Sometimes you want to buy, I mean, there are things you need, right, in school. So 1k a day,
You think 1k a day is small? Are you serious?
It's not small, but it's just, I just feel it's unrealistic to save when you're limited to 1k a day. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's, I do understand, but like, I'm just trying to see like how a person could like start saving with that amount every
the
day.
Discipline.
Like, just the discipline. Even okay, at least I just feel like when it comes to saving, you have to push yourself a little. Mm. Even though you don't want to, I'm not saying that you should have to feel like you have to save, but it's, I feel like it's a very important habit for a person to have when it comes to like spending money. It's a very good way that you can learn to manage your money by yourself, because to be very honest, you don't want to grow, like, you don't want to get older and then you're very bad at spending, you're very bad at managing your own money. You just, you realize one day you have it and the next day it's gone and you forget what you even spent it on. So one thing that influencer that I look up to, Adeola Patron, she does.
Oh my god, Adeola Patron, yes, I love Adeola Patron. She saves.
Yeah, she saves. Oh. She gives herself, well, this person, she earns her own money, but this one is just for like people that are earning their own money, right? Like, what she does is that she gives herself like an allowance from her money that she earned.
Okay.
So you can't get out of, she gives like the other one she saves and the other one she is for spending.
That makes a lot of sense.
I don't know how much it is, but like,
I think
that's what she does.
I think that's what everyone should be doing. Because if I had like an income, my allowance is not my income, by the way.
I know.
My allowance is, I'm going to spend it.
Yeah.
But if I had like an income, I would probably have that, you know, habit of like, okay, this is my allowance.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my allowance from my income. And then the rest is for like saving. And in that allowance, everything I need is going to be inside. So if I'm going to pay rent, rent will be there. If I'm going to pay water bills, light bills, just generally speaking, bills, then maybe extra spending money, like, okay, I want to go to the restaurant, I want to go on a spa day, and I want to do all of this. I'll probably break it down. Because I love Excel sheets. I'll probably go on an Excel sheet, break it down, and then think, this is how much I'm probably going to be spending this month and how much I'm going to be saving. So I feel, being structured also kind of helps with, like, saving.
Yeah. Oh, look at us giving the people advice about saving.
I thought I was going to be lacking, but...
Yeah, so the US Carry Podcast, we do different things. It's not just one... it's not just focused on one thing. We deal with different topics.
Yeah.
So, like, got savings, we got boy problems, we got wahala in Lagos, we're dealing with different things on this podcast. We're not just... We're not very limited, do you get? And with things that we're both smart. So... Yes.
I wish you guys could see me right away.
What's that thing you always want to say on the podcast?
I know, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. So, any other tip?
Oh, I know a tip. Have something in mind when you're saving. It's like, okay, you're saving because one day you might just need that amount for something special. Or maybe, God forbid, income starts rolling, stops rolling in. And like, sometimes that saving, you don't know what it can do for you. Some people, they save up to the extent that if they lose their job today,
exactly,
their savings can sustain them for 5 years. And it's crazy because it's like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what discipline does. It gives you like something to rely on. So you're not just going to be wondering and just, you know,
you're just going to be worried about where the next money is going to come from, but you know that if you have your savings, you have something to fall back on.
Exactly.
So yeah, I feel like that's also very important, because that's one thing that I am, when it comes to saving, that I do, not necessarily that because I don't work or anything, but I just have that security. Like, for instance, let's say if I go on a date, nobody's taking out me out on a date.
I'll
that's
take
fine.
You out to the date.
Take
I
you
would
out
any
to
day, anytime.
Atinike is my love. I love her.
Yep.
Anyway, so let's say if I go out on a date, right, and this guy is giving me the worst attitude. Like, he definitely cannot pay for himself. He's acting like I'm the one that forced him to come. He's sure acting somehow. Like, he's making it seem like I forced him to be here and I forced him to pay for my food. Yeah. I'll just bring out my money. I'll be like, I don't need you. I have my own money. I can pay for my Uber. I can pay for my food. I don't even need you here. I only called you because I liked your company. Yeah. But if you want to start giving me attitude, that is your business.
Oh my God, I have a question for you. About like going on dates.
Okay.
Do you believe that when you go on a date, people should pay for themselves? Or do you think that the person that asked for the date should be the person to pay?
Actually, let me be honest. I think everybody should pay for themselves. I'm not going. That's where I stand from. Because I don't really care about guys paying on the first date. Because I know that, I don't buy food that I can't afford. I can never make, and I can never make you, unless you actually willingly ask, say that you're going to pay. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to fight with a guy saying that you have to pay for my, no, because I will never order something excessively, and I'll never go to a restaurant that'll be selling like 10k plates, 10k.
Oh, 10k there's plates, some places for,
God forbid, 10k plates, 10k girl. Plates. How can I 10k plates?
Girl.
If I eat that food, I will never be happy. If I eat 10k food. I will never, guy, I'll eat it, I'll be so sad, I'll be crying, I'll be like, what's this food? So I feel like we should both pay for our own food, but like, unless you actually say, okay, I'm going to pay for, no problem, but I will never make you pay for my food, because I just feel like it's just overdone, and if I can pay for myself, I can pay for myself.
Yeah, I feel
like
good.
I said, I'm never going to ask for something excessive,
that
I can't buy for myself. What about you?
I think I'll pay for myself.
Really?
I don't know. I don't really like people spending money on me.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm indebted to you.
That's
so
it.
So once they spend on me, I'm always, encouraged to spend on them back almost immediately.
That's how I am too.
Next opportunity to buy them something of equal or more amount. Because I don't want to feel like, okay, because you bought me something now, I start feeling like, okay, this person bought me this, and I have to start. It's weird.
Yeah,
I just
I
don't like the fact that, okay, no. It makes me sound like a bad gift taker, but that's why I'm not a gift giver, because not like I'm not a gift giver. I just find it hard to give gifts and to receive gifts, because once I start receiving, it's like, okay, after.
You have to, I feel like
that's why sometimes I'm like, don't buy me anything. Your love is enough for me.
But I also don't feel that way too when it comes to like the whole spending money on me generally, because I feel, unless you're my parents too, because I feel like if you now spend that money, I now have to do the same, because especially on a date, if you spend, if you buy money
for me,
people
are really mean.
Yes,
they'll start bringing it up. I even bought this for you, and I got this for you
because you bought me 5,000 naira food. You want
when
to flex.
I tell you that
because you want to flex.
That's I'm not saying it's a fear, but I don't want it to where the guy will be like, guy or girl really will be like, but I bought this for you. I did this for you. I will throw money in your face. That's situation. Like, honestly, like, how can you bring that up? Okay, let's say we're arguing, right? And they bring up like, I bought this for you. I will be very upset. I will credit your account.
That is why.
Because it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't want to feel like you own me. Because you bought me 5,000 naira food.
That's why, like, when I'm owing someone, I pay them immediately.
Me too.
I pay them immediately. I hate you. Or if I can't pay you back, I'll be like, if I can't pay you back immediately, I'll be like, I'm sorry, I don't have the money now, but I will give you the money. Don't worry. And I always end up giving them, because I hate having that feeling that, I owe you. Or like they have something against me, like that thing you said, that they can say, because I gave you this, so, because you gave me 500 naira, you want to fight me.
Honestly. Plus, another thing is asking for your money back. It's so hard to ask for your money.
Why do I have to stress myself?
No, we have to talk about it. We have
Why do I have to stress myself to get my own money?
Why do I overthink asking for... Okay, let's say I use someone like some... I'm like, okay, this person always pay me back.
God have mercy.
But let's say this person said, okay, I'll pay back on Saturday, but it's already Monday. And
yes, like why? And
do I go up to you to remind you that, okay, you said you're going to pay back on Saturday, today is Monday. Or do I just wait and see? Because sometimes I'm just like, okay, how do I ask for this?
Yeah, honestly, I'll never forget the time that...
Do you know the best advice I got? We can tell, you can say what you want to say.
I wanted to say, like this guy that was my friend,
Yeah.
It was that day that my card got stolen.
Oh, no.
And he was still asking me for money. Because apparently he took this babe out and he didn't have money to bring them back.
So
what he did... He was begging me for this money, and he's my friend, because I had to give him. I told him that my money got stolen. He was scared. My money got...
Your
Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh my and God. And then he was still saying, Chika, still asking for yes. money. I thought all your money got stolen.
I'm telling you. Oh, then I was just like, okay, I have this money. Let me give it to him. Because he kept saying that you give me back. This yeah. was a while ago. He gave mm-hmm. me back like during the holiday because yeah. it was around Christmas time. He gave me back during the holiday. This guy still hasn't paid me back.
No.
Do you know, it was in 12. I met him.
Are you guys still friends?
No, we're not friends. What happened was that, like, it just becomes something repetitive. I'll ask for my money. He'll say, okay, his account is bad or something
oh,
like that.
No.
The attitude, like, the way he now acted towards me, like, because it's my own money. And it wasn't like it was, like, 500. Guy, I spent, like, over, like, 6K on this guy because I had to bring them back.
Oh, my God.
Please, I just want to say to all the guys, if you don't have money to spend on your babe,
don't take her out.
Why are you taking her out?
Don't take her out. Or just tell her and then maybe you guys can split the bill.
Because... the amount that this guy spent, he booked for her, he paid for concert tickets, and I'm just like, so you didn't have, you know that you had to pay for you guys to come back, but you didn't have the money. It doesn't make sense, because what kind of rubbish? This is about managing money,
guys. No, but
money,
that's
guys.
A very bad friend. That's a friend that basically used you.
Exactly. I feel like he, and the annoying thing.
The fact that you guys are not friends anymore is quite telling.
Because it just got so bad, like, I kept asking him for it, but like, being me, I don't want to be like I'm pressuring you.
So you just stopped asking.
So I know that I stopped asking. There was a point in time that I even told him that, in fact, just don't pay for those. I forget about the money. I was so irritated.
That'd be the last you hear from me.
That's like the last time I spoke to him.
But what my mom told me, right, mm-hmm. about that kind of situation is don't ever give out money you can't let go.
Mm.
So if you know that amount is something that is very grave, like a 100,000,
yeah,
probably should not give out that amount of money.
Right.
But if it's something that you can, you know, give out, let's say 500, 1,000, if you know this person can pay you back,
mm-hmm.
it's something that you know, okay, this can pay me back, and I just have to deal with it. And that was just from the kindness of my heart.
Do you know one thing that pisses me off? People that get angry that when I ask for my money back,
it's like, no,
why are you angry at me?
No, it's not, no,
for me, give asking for my money
so bad.
It's the attitude
I hate
for me, because
so
it's my money.
It's
you're
crazy.
Getting angry at me, and the thing is that I never come to you and be like, where's my money? I just be like, guy, you said you were going to pay me back, please. When I just want to know when you could pay me back, because I understand that everyone has issues when it comes to paying back people. Mm-hmm. Fine, cool, but me, I always take people's word for it. If you say you're going to pay me back Monday, I expect it on Monday. Mm-hmm. If you can't pay me on Monday, explain why you can't pay me. Don't leave me on. Don't allow me to assume or let
like
me or explain the situation. I feel like there's nothing above communication when it comes to these situations. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem paying someone back, let them know. Don't leave them in the dark. Like, I just feel like as we're all growing up, we're becoming adults, there are certain ways you should handle situations than getting angry when a person mm-hmm. comes to you and starts calling them this. Is it because you gave me this? Okay, if it's because I gave you this money, why can't you give me back?
You know what's so funny is that they go and complain to their friends that, oh, can you imagine ordinary this amount that she gave me?
Okay,
if it's so ordinary, pay me back.
It's ordinary. Okay,
pay
give me
back.
My money. Guy.
Because I heard about a situation like that from one of my friends. I was like, but if she's complaining that you're asking her, why can't she just pay you back?
It's
why
really,
is he taking her
since
so
it's
long?
Such ordinary amount of money,
yeah,
pay me back
exactly.
now. The audacity. Anywho, Atulika, do you have any other questions about like saving, managing money, how you spend money?
How you spend money? I don't think we really touched. I think I should talk about how to spend money.
Atulika, you!
Because she... No, I know how to spend money very well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh, it's true. She does.
I don't spend lavishly, but I spend in a way that
makes
me feel
happy. Yeah.
So one thing I spend on a lot is food, and that's because that's what makes me happy. And to be honest, if you have like other things that make you have like clothes, and
clothes,
I have so many friends that when they are not when they are sad or something, I don't know, like they have like a. You know, we go on ASOS and then you have like a.
That's me.
Yes,
that's
like
me.
Your cart, and
Guy,
then you put things inside. You're just like, let me just check them out.
That's me.
And
I do that so many times.
Actually, not even friends, more like my cousins. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I mean, if it makes you feel happy, then you should probably spend that money.
I feel like I
you only live once. Would you rather not spend that money? Like, how will I put this? If it's a situation whereby that spending is going to make you feel a whole lot better, would you just not?
Here's the thing.
I mean, you're already saving money is in your account. I just want to. Like, you've already made provision for this.
Oh, okay. If you already made provision,
I have to spend it.
Don't spend money you know you like it's going to be hard for you to get back. Like, for instance, back to
a huge amount of money.
You know, you don't have the funds to like back it up. Do you get like, let's say you want to buy, like, you want to spoil yourself
or
something.
Buy that top.
You can buy it too, but like,
go to
guy,
the restaurant.
It's
girl. What else is there?
Anyways, but you guys get our point.
Yeah.
When it comes to whole spending and saving and
not
everything.
Not gonna save your entire life.
Please don't.
Because you're going to be 50 and you're going to be resenting your past self and
not
like,
having
fun.
Please enjoy the money, because you worked hard for your money. But be smart when it comes to how you spend, because I feel like a lot of people
are being busy.
Thank you. Don't be dumb. Yeah. Spend your money wisely. Spend money you know that you know that can. That can hold you, like,
and please, if your allowance is like 50k, don't go and spend everything in Quilux. I'm so
Wait, oh yeah.
I heard a story of a boy that he had an allowance, right?
Mm-hmm.
He spent almost 80% of it one day at a club just because his friends were going.
Jesus.
And I'm just like,
peer pressure is not it, guys. Because those people probably have money for themselves and they can lie back. You spent all your allowance. How do you feel now? You don't even have money to take yourself back.
Because when you get to your hostel, when you get home,
you'll be hungry.
You'll be very hungry.
You'll be hungry. In school, you'll be hungry. You are home. Especially guys. Guys, they can't cook for themselves.
You will suck Gary for a week. Not that soaking Gary is. I like to soak Gary.
But guys,
Gary is
when
nice.
You normally but used to buy Indomie or shawarma, you can't buy those things.
That shawarma, you'll be able to eat.
You probably eat 1 meal a day.
So just be wise.
And the meal will be bread.
And if really you need to flex at the club, you can save towards it.
Exactly.
Really, it's possible. Don't just. Please. Please, I'm begging. Because that thing is heartbreaking. It's like early in the morning. You know, if it's different if it was like. Oh, towards the end of the month, the allowance is coming. Literally, you'll be the 5th or the 6th of the month. You're already going to Quilux and you're blowing your on one bottle. Not even like, oh,
on
it was
a bottle.
A bottle in Quilux is like how
you're
much?
Kidding.
But actually, how much is a bottle in Quilux? Sometimes, yeah.
Huh.
Only but there's some smaller bottles that are like 50k now. Yeah. Really?
You live and you learn. See, last, you've learned your lesson. I'm so sorry, whoever that person was, but you've learned your.
It's not just one person. I'm sure it has happened to a lot of people.
Then y'all need to be smarter. This is why we're making this episode. Baby, learn, okay?
This has been such a nice conversation. I loved
it.
It. Hope you guys did too.
Yes.
Don't forget to follow us on Is Scary Podcast everywhere. Not really everywhere, just Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Thank you guys once again. Bye.
Bye.